Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and welcome to Adoption Focus. My name is Jennifer Jaworski, and I'm a social worker with Adoption Associates of Michigan. This is Adoption Associates' premier talk radio blog show. Adoption Associates and its staff are trusted leaders in adoption, and we have placed well over 5,200 children into loving homes. Since 1990, we have advocated, supported, and nurtured both birth families and adoptive families. And helping families grow through the adoption process is very important to us. Our offices are located in Jenison, Lansing, Farmington Hills, and Saginaw, and our private adoption services are available throughout all of Michigan. One of Adoption Associates' commitments is to this weekly radio show, so thank you very much for listening in today. We hope that you find this forum to be inspirational, educational, and thought-provoking. I am very excited to welcome to today's show Marianne, Julie, and Maureen, better known as Mo. Ladies, welcome to our show today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So we are doing Summer Series 2017, and we're talking about a story that's very personal to you guys, and I certainly don't want to spoil it, but the three of you became connected in a very beautiful way, and I'm grateful that you were on today to talk about it. So I was hoping we could just go ahead right off the block here, Marianne, if you would tell us about how you first became connected with these ladies, and when was that, and what were the circumstances?
Well, actually, we didn't know each other before we had our travel plans. We contacted the agency to find out who would be in our travel group, and we were given each other's names. So we probably didn't know each other more than a couple of weeks before we traveled together.
Marianne, I do want to interrupt just a second. You're talking about travel groups and all that, but I think for our listeners, we should go ahead and identify that the three of you were on your own adoption journeys as prospective adoptive parents to bring children into your lives, and this is how you met each other, correct?
That's true. That's right. Exactly right. So.
And you didn't know each other before that. That's awesome.
No, didn't know each other.
That's awesome.
So we had all gotten referrals, and we were getting ready to travel, and then Adoption Associates gave us the names, each other's names, of who would be in our travel group. So Tim and I contacted Jeff and Mo because we were a little closer, so we went out to dinner. It was kind of like a blind date. I walked around the little restaurant with a little stick trying to find them. After we left, you know, we said, well, do you think they liked us? You think they'll call us again, you know? Maybe they don't like us, you know? And we haven't spent 2 weeks with them, you know? And then for Julie, I remember, because they were 2 hours away, I talked to her on the phone, and I remember we talked about what are you going to pack? How many pairs of shoes should you pack, you know? And I said, pack the one that's on your feet. Don't worry about it, you know? And then we all eventually, you know, through all this, because we all came from different parts, we hooked up in the Chicago airport. And of course, we share the experience of each getting a child. So we were there. We were all there when we all got our girls. So that's kind of like being in the delivery room. You were there. You don't forget that experience.
Wow, that really does sound very, very special. Julie or Mo, did you want to add anything else in here about what you recall in those very first meetings?
Well, I remember sitting on the plane because my husband and I had purchased 3 seats, thinking that we would want the extra space bringing a baby back home. And it was convenient on the trip over that the three of us ladies could all sit together and talk. And that really helped because you've got like a 14, 15-hour flight nonstop from Chicago to Beijing. And it gave us a lot of time to get to know each other and just to chit-chat, kind of get our nerves in check and share that experience.
That sounds incredible. I love your story. I love that this is how you guys met. And it sounds like your relationship continued beyond this. So I want to talk about that too, about the months and years that followed after those children came home. Were you intentional in staying in contact with one another? Anybody can answer.
Well, I'm thinking it was a unique experience for us in that when we traveled, it was only 4 months after the September 11th attacks. So here we were boarding a series of six aircraft to bring a baby home from a foreign country. And, you know, at the point that we left, Ground Zero was still burning. All that news was still fresh. And these were the only people that spoke English that we were going to be with for 2 weeks, that we're going to share this unique experience that, you know, it was, I remember sitting with these ladies on the plane, and we, you know, that of course was on our mind, and it's like, look, they're going to have to go through us. If anybody tries to take down this aircraft, they're going to have three moms that are going to come down first.
Yeah.
So that there was bonding right away, because we knew we needed to depend on each other and lean on each other. And it never quit once we got back home. It was phone calls back and forth, and how you doing and what's going on. And, you know, I've got their numbers memorized.
Yeah. It's like, okay, she's sleeping through the night, you know, that type of stuff, you know. So, and I always laugh because Julie and Mo, because I already had Matthew, so they thought I knew what I was doing, but I always told them, don't, you know. I said, don't worry, I've made every mistake in the book, and I've added a few extra, you know. I'm not a pro at this. I'm flying, you know. So, but, yeah.
Well,
so, but, yeah, we are intentional, because we always joke about it after the girls are and the kids are all on their own, that we're still going to get together and do. Just because we like each other. You know, I think that was a blessing, very fortunate. We all look at things the same. We have the same outlook. So, I mean, we generally like each other. So, you know, that might not happen if you have to travel, if you've ever traveled with other groups. We actually like each other. So,
yeah.
Well, you touched upon. Well, go ahead. Is that Julie?
Oh, I was just, no, it's Mo. I was just going to comment that each of our daughters, you know, were all born within 2 weeks of one another as well. And the three girls were from the same orphanage, too. For all we know, you know, they could have been crib mates. So it made our bond, you know, a really tight bond as well.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I know, at least in our family, you know, right from the beginning, we looked upon Emily and Holly as like Kate's sisters, because they had started from the very beginning with one another. So, it was right from the get-go, you know, we made plans to stay together and, you know, make this journey with one another, not just through the adoption part, but, you know, in the years to come. So
nice.
Well,
you mentioned
one thing is that, for us, it was important that our daughters see other families that look like us. You know, you don't often see mixed-race families out and about, and it was very obvious to anybody that looked at our family that we didn't give birth to these children that we have. So for them to see other families that look like us made it more normal. You know, this is normal, this is okay, this is us. Without them having to feel like they needed to explain anything or wear that adoption on their sleeve. They were comfortable in their own skin and with us as their parents.
Are these topics or the sorts of topics that you three discussed amongst yourselves over the years? How do you view the support that you receive from one another? And in what way did you support each other in those early days and then and as time passed?
I don't know that a lot of the issues that I've had have been necessarily that of the fact that my daughters are Chinese. It's been mostly just basic kid stuff. You know, if nothing else, it's been, you know, just a normal, you know, this is what's going on, this is what's happening, this is what we're dealing with. A lot of people in our lives have forgotten. From the pediatrician to my daughter's friends to the schools that they go to, they look at my kids and don't see their ethnicity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really true. And I was just going to comment. I was talking with Kate, my daughter, about this and just commented, you know, has the adoption been an issue, you know, for you at all? Because it hasn't for us. You know, we came back home and we kind of held our breath and thought, let's see what reaction we get, because we are a biracial family. You know, are there going to be awkward or moments or negative moments as a result of this? And there really hasn't been, even not for myself and for my girls as well. It's just, it has, honestly, it sounds a little nutty, but it's really been like a non-issue, the whole adoption mm-hmm. thing. So maybe
and
it's because we do
call.
Kind of wear it on our sleeve, you know? It's
yeah.
right out
say
there,
that again.
So everybody knows.
Yeah. But
say
I know
that again.
I've
what did you say that you wear on your sleeve? I'm sorry.
Oh, I just said the fact that, you know, and I thought in many ways it's a blessing that, you know, it's very obvious we are a biracial family that, like Julie said, we didn't give birth to these beautiful girls. So, it, you know, it's not as though the girls have to contemplate, you know, how do I share my adoption story? You know what I mean? It's like, who do mm-hmm. I tell that, hey, I'm, by the way, I'm adopted. Didn't know if you knew this or not. It's just there. It's everyone knows from the moment they meet us. And because of that, it's just a non-issue, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just,
yeah.
It's not a non-issue. So that's what I meant. I'm sorry.
Oh, you're great. Thank
Every
you
time
very much
my girls
that.
Start in, sometimes my girls will start in with, you know, whining or the, you know, I don't want to do that, or do I have to, or whatever. It's like, hey, look, take care of business. Yeah, and by the way, you're adopted and you're Chinese. Do you need therapy yet? You know, move on. This is, yeah, we all have things to deal with. You can handle this too. Go for it. You know, it's for us, it's just a non-issue.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do any of you recall any specific words of advice that you shared with one another in the beginning or at any point in time?
Well, you know, as Marianne mentioned, when we got Kate, when we received Katie those first few days in China, she got sick. She had an upper respiratory infection and, you know, was very constipated. So I have to admit, like Marianne said, you know, we were knocking on their doors at all hours of the day going, what do we do for this? And what do we do for this? You know, poor Marianne and Tim, because they have an older son, we did rely on them heavily. But it was, you know, from that perspective of, you know, how do we get them to eat? You know, how do we, you know,
yeah.
this type of thing. But, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we always referred that to as the morning blessing, because they
right
their
yeah,
visit
some of the
to your room.
Some of the things we bonded over, we really can't share on the air.
Okay. We will give you a pass on that then.
Yeah.
I can tell the camaraderie between the three of you. It's very apparent to me, and I know that it's been, is it 16 years now that your
yeah.
daughters are
yeah.
been home
yeah.
with you?
Yeah, 15.
Yeah,
we just had
a
15th statue day in January.
15th,
yeah.
okay.
Yeah.
And so
they're all 16, but yeah, it's 15 years they've been with us. Yeah.
Okay. So can you take us through and share kind of some of the most memorable times that the three of you have shared together, if it's easy? That might be a big task, but let's see how we can handle that.
Well, Julie's laughing about something.
One of the classic stories,
something.
You know, this is early on in our, before we even got the babies. Here we are, you know, as six jet-lagged adults, Americans, in a foreign country, sitting down for dinner, and Marianne, God bless her heart, you get picture menus with very cryptic Chinese descriptions on them, and she ordered what she thought was beef tenderloin, and it came, and it was white and squishy, and she's chasing it around the plate with chopsticks, and my husband looked at her and said, I read that on the menu to be beef tendons.
Oh.
It wasn't beef tenderloin at all. So, you know, you share a plate of beef tendons with someone in a foreign country, you know, you're going to have a bond.
I forgot about that. Yeah. So
that's awesome. Anybody else?
Yeah. So I remember right.
Oh, I think we lost with Marianne for just a second. Everybody there? Oh,
yeah.
Is everyone
here
with us? Great. Okay. Is that Mo?
It's Mo. I can add something.
And we did drop. I think we dropped Marianne. She'll be back with us in just a second. Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, you know, I remember coming home and, you know, just from China and right from the get-go saying, you know, we're going to stay in touch. We're going to get together and, you know, already making plans right from the beginning for a meeting and staying in touch. You know, we celebrate every year we get together and celebrate the girls' Gotcha Day, which is their adoption day.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, it's a very much a, it was from the very beginning, a very concerted effort on our part to stay together. And we have longstanding annual get-togethers as well at Julie's house in the fall. And it's an annual thing that, you know, is a priority for us. And each of those events, to be honest, are memorable because, you know, watching the girls grow up and mature and the different phases, as Julie mentioned earlier, that they go through, they're just such a big part of our lives. So,
yeah.
Really nice to hear.
Well, you know, one of the things, too, that I think has added to this blessing is that when we returned to China to get our second daughter, Mo and Jeff had already planned on going to get another child. And my husband and I, you know, our first one didn't want to eat or sleep. And it's like, and you want me to go back and get another one? And when we finally made the decision that, yes, we were going to go and get a second child, it's like, okay, we're doing our paperwork together, and we're going to make sure that we're in that same referral group for the second trip. And so our three couples and three children has grown to another three couples and three more children, and some of them have gone back to China. And when we get together, there's like 29 of us, adults and children. We've added, you know, we've got seven families that get together that all share this experience, and it's unreal.
Yeah. Wow. It's really is neat because our combined travel groups for our two daughters, like Julie said, are seven families, and it really is, we consider ourselves family to one another.
Yeah.
We call ourselves aunts and uncles, and we are an extended family.
That's
so
awesome.
It is a really special bond that we have.
So, Mo, and I know Marianne's back with us, so welcome, Marianne. Mo, hello. I wanted to go back. You were talking about Gotcha Day and all of you celebrate that, which I didn't know. That's super cool. The 15th Gotcha Day was just recently. When was that?
It was January 16th. Right, guys? We traveled, I think, January 13th, and we received our daughters on the 16th. So we try and schedule, and Marianne coordinates this for our travel group. She has everyone over to her place to celebrate the girls' Gotcha Day right around the January 16th time frame. So,
And then you mentioned the annual, your longstanding annual get-togethers that are a priority to you guys. What do you do, and where is that held?
You know, we get together, I think, around five times a year. At least five times a year. We have two Gotcha Days because of, you know, having traveled twice. And then, you know, Julie has a get-together at her place in the fall. We've got a get-together coming up with, you know, another, our seven families. What is it, you guys, this month, if I'm not mistaken?
Yeah,
in about a week.
Couple weeks. Week from Saturday.
Yeah. And then we celebrate the Chinese New Year at another family's house every year. So minimally, I think it's about five times a year, every few months, we are hooking up with one another. So,
yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah. We're very fortunate with that. Yeah. And that's just the annual get-togethers that we do. There's other times that Marianne and her family will come down to our house
for spring break or to pick blueberries, or we'll all go to Mo's house, you know, sometimes in the spring or, you know, at other odd times. This isn't just we feel a connection because of the adoption, and it's only adoption related things that we get together. These are friends. These are family. These, you know, I'm as close to these people as I am to my my blood relatives. So we get together all the time.
Yeah. And I certainly sense that that's what you're saying, and that's what I'm feeling here, that you are extended family to one another, and maybe these relationships began initially because of adoption, which is so such an incredibly cool story, but it's obvious that you guys are family to one another in everything that you do. Can we talk a little bit, I'd like each of you to talk about what these relationships have meant to you, how these relationships have formed and where they are today. Share that with our listeners, if you will.
Well,
this
I know for
a
our
huge blessing.
Go ahead. Yeah.
Let's start.
I mean,
how about we start with Marianne?
Okay. They are sisters. You know, I don't have any biological family sisters. So, you know, if there's a problem or just something that I'm irritated about, you know, or whatever, I can call them up. I mean, Mo is Joe's godmother. So, you know, and Julie and Mo and their husbands have always made sure that Matthew was included, which always endears him to me because he's our oldest biological son, and they've always made a point to include him, so he's not excluded just because there's, you know, 14 other adoptive kids and he's the only bio one. He still gets in. They always make sure to include him, which is just very endearing. It's just, like Julie said, it's just family. You know, you call up, you know, Julie and I are you know, Betty Crocker's, so we exchange recipes, you know. And we've learned from each other, you know. I mean, she's more spontaneous, so I'll send her a text or something that said, you know, I threw this in or whatever. And and it is important, you know, for us to keep that relationship. Like, I think it was Julie that said, you know, so the girls can grow up together. You know, even if they haven't had any major issues right now, if they get to college and something comes up, they always know that there's someone there in their exact same position. Like she said, you know, they're not the only family that looks like this. This is pretty typical stuff, you know, for us.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
And I know when Nancy from the Lansing office said, when you start doing international adoption, the world opens up. And it not only opened up internationally, it opened up within our own state boundaries that we've learned to other people and just the camaraderie between us.
Right, yeah.
Julie or Mo, did one of you want to speak to this, what these relationships have meant to you?
Yeah, I'll just make a comment. I think it's been stated before, but it's really important. I really think that our daughters are all comfortable with who they are and their families, in a large part because they have this extended family amongst them, and we all do look alike. They're not the only ones, and we get together so frequently that it's just a given. You know, we're not unusual. We don't stand out. We're just, this is the way we're made, and they're just comfortable in their skin because of it.
Good point.
Well, I think one thing too is that these girls have grown up with each other. I know one of the questions that you had was for the girls was, you know, how did they first meet and things like that. They've grown up together from the time that they don't even remember. We had them together. So these are people that they're comfortable with. There might be that first little apprehension, but, you know, once they start talking, you know, their heads are together and they are playing as if they have been lifelong friends, which they have. You know, we have a get-together at our house for 2 days in October, and, you know, these girls are crying when they have to leave. You know, my husband and I had discussed it. It's like, okay, what do we do when all these girls are grown and at college and married and kids, you know, and maybe be an adult, you know, we can have a retreat. Let's pick a spot. Let's go away. And I had sent that out in an email. It's like, you know, what do you adults think? And instantly the response was, no. You're going to do this forever, and we're bringing our boyfriends, and we're bringing our husbands, and our kids are going to be there. And it's like, well, okay.
Right.
We're a unit. We're a family. It's going on forever, God willing.
Yeah. Yeah.
What an incredible story, and I'm equally as excited. You will not be overshadowed, but you might be by your daughters next week. We will be hearing from Emily, Kate, and Holly, and I so look forward to that, as I know our listening audience will as well. And we'll get to hear about what this all looks like from their perspective, and then we'll follow up the week after that. So we'll, with all of you together, goodness, I'll have to eat my extra bowl of Wheaties that morning. I am super excited about our summer series that we're doing, and I appreciate you ladies being here today and kind of laying the groundwork, so to speak, of what is to come in the coming weeks. So for all of you that are listening who are interested in connecting with Adoption Associates, we would love to hear from you at 800-677-2367. You can also connect with us on the web at adoptionassociates.net or connect with us on Facebook and Twitter. We continue to be in awe of the support that we've received and from our listening audience for this show. If you have suggestions about topics you'd like to hear, send us a message and let us know about that too. So, Julie, Mo, and Marianne, once again, a big thank you from me.
No, you're
welcome.
Thank you.
And be looking forward to hearing from you guys again in a couple of weeks. For now, this is Jennifer on Adoption Focus. I hope you all have a great day. Bye-bye.